Who's got your ear?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I wanted to talk about who has your ear. In other words, who are you listening to? Who are you paying attention to? What are you paying attention to? Because it's that one little thing that can make all the difference in your life. I mean, really, it's the smallest things. It's the thin threads that make such a huge difference. I was talking with a friend that I hadn't spoken to for a while, and went to go visit him today. Had all my kids with me. And we were kind of running some errands. So I visited a friend. Our minds were thinking about a lot of similar things. And one of the things we were looking at is rentals. And I'm relatively new to the concept of having rentals and so forth. But I know a little bit about it. I have family that's involved in it. I have family that's involved in vacation rentals. And he was in the process of building out one of his rental spaces, and I had mentioned to him about, well, my dad has vacation rentals, and telling him about my experience, and I knew a little bit about Airbnb. I was one of the earliest people involved in Airbnb before it was a popular or well-known thing to do. I was renting apartment spaces and so forth when I'd go out on business. Usually we would grab a Airbnb somewhere, so it was always a fun thing. So it's something I followed along with quite a bit, and we were going back and forth, and I could tell at one point he, like, something switched. He's like, oh, well, maybe I should look at making this a vacation rental. And all of a sudden something changed, and by the end when we were getting ready to leave, he was saying, thanks for mentioning that, because that might make all the difference. That could change how I'm going to be doing everything here, so to speak. And it's not like I set out to do anything like that, but one little concept, one little tweak, one little splinter in your mind can change everything, how you do things or how you look at things. So you really got to pay attention to who you're paying attention to, who you're surrounding yourself with, obviously. It's that old adage about, you know, the top five or six people that you hang around with. If you take it just on an income basis, you take the top six people you hang around with, and you take all of your incomes, and you add them together, and then you divide them up by the sum. Yeah, you'll end up with basically what most of you make on a yearly basis, if you just take the annual incomes of everybody. That we tend to fit whoever we're around and whoever we surround ourselves with. So what are you plugging into? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you reading books? Are you doing any other type of stimulation that is helping to change your thought patterns, helping to direct your mind in a positive direction or in the direction that you want to go? Are you doing that? And if not, why not? Have you thought about it? Are you considering it? Sit down and actually think about, okay, what are all the different things that I watch and listen to all throughout the day? Who are the people that I hang around at work and beyond? Maybe you should look at plugging into some other areas, working with a mastermind, working with consultants, plugging into some people, listening to the right podcast. So I've got a podcast out there that'd be great for most of you out there that are in business, especially if you're an executive of your business or you're the business owner, you're in charge. If you're one of the decision makers in your business, I got one for you. It's called Brian J. Pombo Live. You're watching it right now, or you're listening to it right now. Subscribe. Set this thing up to be an automatic thing. We could start having a conversation. You comment wherever you check this out at, whether it be on YouTube or Rumble or on the podcast itself. If you're just getting the audio feed for this, go to brianjpombo.com. Leave a comment and give me a question. Let's have a conversation back and forth. Let's see where things go. These type of things are helpful if you do it consistently, but you got to be careful about who you're surrounding yourself with. So check that out. Also check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. If you haven't heard about it, you can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. We'll be back here tomorrow night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.